This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. You are so great. Thank you for listening. Please, send me a message if you want to talk. I think there are a handful of you out there who listen regularly, but go tell some other weirdos to go listen, because it's a fun one. Don't you think? All right, the first word is bow. I have to be very careful, because the pronunciations will go back and forth a lot in this episode. This is the second form, noun, from circa 1656, a bending of the head or body in respect, submission, assent, or salutation. Also, a show of respect or submission. Bow. But next, we have bow, spelled the same way, B-O-W. This is the third form, noun, from before the 12th century. There's a bunch. 1A, something bent into a simple curve. Number 2, no, 1B, synonym is rainbow. Number 2, a weapon that is made of a strip of flexible material, as wood, with a cord connecting the two ends and holding the strip bent, and that is used to propel an arrow. 3, synonym is archer, which is a very good adult cartoon. 4A, a metal ring or loop forming a handle, as of a key. 4B, a knot formed, that's K-N-O-T, a knot formed by doubling a ribbon or string into two or more loops. When you tie your shoes, if you're one of those people who has shoes with laces that need to be tied, you are making bows. And, it's funny, people tie their shoes differently. I think I tie it the relatively normal way, and then I learned later that if I looped the thing one direction instead of the other direction, it actually creates a stronger bow, a stronger knot. But then I learned that there are people, like my wife, who ties in a completely different way than I do, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And then she'll tie the plastic bags in this weird way, and then I go to untie it, and I'm like, how do you untie this thing? This doesn't make any sense. So, people do things differently, and it can be frustrating, but it's okay. I don't know why I said that. All right, now we have 4C. We have the number one definition for the word bow tie. I've never learned how to make a bow tie. I had a clip-on bow tie once, but I never learned how to tie an actual bow tie. 4B, a frame for the lenses of eyeglasses. Also, the side piece of the frame passing over the ear. That's called the bow? Huh, I got some glasses on right now. 5A, a wooden rod with horsehairs stretched from end to end, used in place in playing an instrument of the viol or violin family. And then 5B, a stroke of such a bow. Let's talk about the fourth form of bow. And this one is bow, not bow, it's bow. Intransitive, nope, it's just a verb, from before the 12th century. First are intransitive. 1, to bend into a curve. 2, to play a stringed musical instrument with a bow. And now we have transitive. 1, to cause to bend into a curve. And 2, to play a stringed instrument with a bow. And finally, we have the fifth form, but this one is pronounced bow, not bow. This is not the last word of the episode, though. This is a noun from the 15th century. 1, the forward part of a ship, the bow. Bow? Bow? Oh, crap. I screwed it up. It's bow. Seriously, why is this so confusing? And then this one is often used in plural, as in crossing the bows. Number two, it's the second form of the word bowman, or it's probably bowman, actually. Bowman. Bowman. Yeah, bowman. This is from, let's see, Middle English, bow, bowth, baug, probably from Middle Dutch, bjolk, which means bow or shoulder, akin to the Old English bog, which means bow, spelled B-O-U-G-H. We had that, I think, a few episodes ago. Next is bow bells, two words. The B in bow is capitalized. Yes, it is bow. Noun from 1567, the bells of the Church of St. Mary's Lebow in London. Lebow? Okay. Next is bowdlerize. Bowdlerize with an S-E at the end. This is the British variation of bowdlerize with a Z-E, which is our next word. This is, or could also, it could be bowdlerize or bowdlerize, however you want to say is okay. This is a transitive verb from 1836. One, to expurgate, as a book, by omitting or modifying parts considered vulgar. Oh, so things were vulgar, you gotta take them out. That's, they censored it. Yeah, this is still happening to this day. Number two, to modify by abridging, simplifying, or distorting in style or content. Bowdlerization is a noun, and bowdlerizer is a noun. And this is from Thomas Bowdler, or Bowdler, who was an English editor who died in 1825. So clearly, you know, he was the first one, or the first one who got this thing named after him, at least, who changed, he edited something, abridged it, simplified it, distorted the style or the content, or got rid of parts that he thought were vulgar, which is not surprising at all. In England in the 1830s, and it became a thing. All right, next is bowed, B-O-W-E-D, first form, because the second form is bowed. But this one is bowed, adjective from the 14th century. One, bent downward and forward, as in listened with bowed heads. Two, having the back and head inclined. And here we go with the second form. It is bowed, adjective from the 15th century, furnished with or shaped like a bow. Next is bowel, B-O-W-E-L, noun from the 14th century. One, synonyms are intestine and gut. Also, one of the divisions of the intestines, usually used in plural, except in medical use, as in the large bowel. Also as in move your bowels. Why would you put that example in here? That seems so odd. Move your bowels. Well, I'm trying. All right. Number two, the synonym, it's archaic, and it means the seat of pity, tenderness, or courage, and that is usually used in plural. Number three is plural, the interior parts, especially the deep or remote parts, as in bowels of the earth. Bowelless is not something that you want to be. It is an adjective. This is from Anglo-French buel or boel, from Middle Latin botellus, which is from regular Latin. It's a diminutive of botulus, which means sausage. So yeah, your bowels look like sausages. Move your bowels. Now we have bower, first form. And it looks like we do not have bower. We just have bower, because there's three forms. All right, this one is a noun from before the 12th century. One, an attractive dwelling or retreat. Two, a lady's private apartment in a medieval hall or castle. Would that also be considered a boudoir? Let's see, where she can go to pout? I'm just bringing up old stuff from old episodes. Hey, if you're not listening to these in order, go start from the beginning. Now we have number three, a shelter, as in a garden, made with tree boughs or vines twined together. synonym is arbor. And bowery is an adjective. And bowery will actually be coming up again in a short little bit. So this word, bower, is from Middle English, bower, B-O-U-R, which means dwelling. And from Old High German, buon, which means to dwell. From Old English, beon, which means to be. And there's more at the word be, with one E. Next is the second form of bower. It is a transitive verb from 1592. Synonyms are imbauer, with an E-M, and enclose. Third form of bower, noun from 1652, an anchor carried at the bow, an anchor carried at the bow of a ship. Now we have bowerbird, one word, noun from 1845, any of a family of passerine birds of Australia and New Guinea, in which the male builds a chamber or passage arched over with twigs and grasses, often adorned with bright colored objects and used especially to attract the female. I have actually seen a nature show about these little guys. I don't remember which one it was. It could have been Planet Earth. I think it might have been. I don't know, but it's out there. But yeah, it was very cool. Oh, and actually, it probably was Planet Earth, because I think at the end of the episode, the cameraman actually talked about what he had to go through to get the footage. He was in his little hideaway thing in the forest or wherever it was for, I don't know, a month or something. Crazy, crazy conditions. What those photographers, videographers do are nuts just to get the footage. And it's really amazing footage. So yeah, they'll get like shiny little things. Like I think he even had, the bird had like plastic things like a kid would have on like a necklace or something. And he found those and put them in like the little lawn area of this structure. It was very interesting. Bowerbird. The family name is Pitilonacrakonagidae. Oh, geez. Rhynchidae. Don't know how to say that word. Next, we have bowery, noun from 1650. 1. A colonial Dutch plantation or farm. 2. A city district known for cheap bars and derelicts. Sounds fun. That version, number 2, is from Bowery, which is a street in New York City. I think they mention it in That They Might Be Giants song New York City, which I guess is a cover. I don't think I've heard the original one, or maybe they just didn't write it. But yeah, I think they mention it there. I actually lived on Bowery Street in Iowa City. And let's see, the etymology of this one is Dutch, Boerridge, from bower, which means farmer, from bauen, which means to till, akin to the Old High German buon, which means to dwell. Now we have bowfin, one word, noun from 1845. A predaceous, dull green, iridescent North American freshwater fish that is the only surviving member of an order, which I will tell you shortly, which dates back to the Jurassic period. Let's see, the scientific name for the fish is Amia calva, and the order name is Amiaformes. Yep, a bowfin. And here we go with the last word of the episode, bowfront, B-O-W-F-R-O-N-T. It doesn't actually say that bow is pronounced bow and not bow, but because the last one was bowfin, I'm just going to assume it's bowfront. Adjective from, maybe it is bow. I don't know. Dictionary, why the bow thing is super confusing. Why can't you help me out here? This is an adjective from 1918. 1, having an outward curving front. Oh, maybe that's bow. Yeah, because of bow and arrow. That makes sense. Bowfront. As in bowfront furniture. And then number 2, having a bow window in front, as in bow houses. So we had bow, bow bells, bowlerize, bowed, bowed, bowel, bower, bower, bow, 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 bower bird, bowery, bowfin, and bowfront. I think I'm just going to pick bowel as the word of the episode, because that's funny and fun, right? Okay, cool. We're going to end it there. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.